Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
The highly anticipated remake of the role-playing adventure game Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic is alive and well, according to Matthew Karch, the CEO of developer Saber Interactive, in a recent interview with IGN, saying the title is still in active development. The remake was first announced at the 2021 PlayStation Showcase, but development was, quote, paused indefinitely due to multiple production issues. The original Knights of the Old Republic was released in 2003 for PC and Xbox, with players creating their own Jedi or Sith, and their choices directly impacting the story's overall outcome. There is no release date for the remake.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The video game market is growing, according to a new report. Game market research firm Newzoo reporting PC and console games made more than $93 billion in 2023, about a 3% increase from the year prior. Console games making more than $53 billion in consumer spending, with PC titles totaling about $40 billion. The report also indicating while players are spending more money on games, the amount of time playing them has decreased, the average playtime dipping by 26% since the first quarter of 2021, with players preferring titles released at least 6 years ago. Newzoo saying in a statement they don't believe any, quote, truly significant growth is in the immediate future, but they are still, quote, cautiously optimistic that the industry will continue to grow. One quick reminder, if you're still using a Wii U or 3DS console from Nintendo, the servers will shut down on Monday the 8th, so only offline games will be able to be played. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to Fox News podcast shows ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or follow wherever you get your podcasts.